The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Nicole is in Northfield Center, going to play this round. Once again, it's Trump Timmy as Jen has the day off today. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing well. Ready to play a round of Trump Timmy?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, producer Stevie is ready, wrote the questions. I tried to grab them off the printer. She said no. I'm kidding.
Then you'll see them all.
I would not do that. I would not do that.
You'll so study she's them.
She is going to. I would see them and probably go 3 for 5 still. So, Nicole, whenever you're ready, ask me to leave the room. Then producer Stevie will take over.
Okay, Tim, can you please leave the room?
I can do that.
All right. Tim is in the hallway. Nicole, are you ready?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. So Peacock's Love Island USA had a huge showing with the debut of season 8. The streamer says the first 3 days of the new season drew in over 800 million viewing minutes, a record for any Peacock original series. My question to you is simple. Are you watching Love Island? Yes or no?
That is a no.
All right. Question number two. Simone Biles is revealing that she had a serious medical emergency last week. The Olympic gold medalist did not share what the situation was, but admitted that it was serious and she almost died and will share details later. Now, Simone Biles has 11 Olympic medals in which sport slash event?
Gymnastics.
All right. Question number three. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are reportedly planning to hold their wedding at Madison Square Garden during the July 3rd holiday weekend. The venue will transform into a wedding space. Numerous celebrity friends are reportedly invited, including her longtime pop star friend who recently married Benny Blanco. Who is she?
Selena Gomez.
All right, question number four. Lorde returned to New York City on Friday to headline the Governor's Ball opening night with a refreshed set. She kicked off the performance with what appeared to be a snippet of an unreleased track. My question to you is, how old is Lorde? You must be within 2 years of her age. So how old is Lorde?
26.
Go with 26. All right, question number five. Dua Lipa and Callum Turner celebrated their marriage for a second time with a lavish wedding weekend in Sicily following their smaller London ceremony last week. The outdoor ceremony event featured a performance of Your Song by Elton John. What is the name of Elton John and Dua Lipa's track from 2021? It was a dance track they released together in 2021. What's the name of that song?
Oh, my gosh. I can't think of it.
That's all right. There's a timer anyway. Perfect. All right, Nicole, you did good. I'm going to add up your totals here. We're going to grab Tim, bring him back into the room. That's all coming up next.
Let's continue around to Trump Tim as Jen has the day off today. She'll be back tomorrow. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. So producer Stevie wrote the questions, kept track of the score, asked the questions. I was in the hallway doing nothing. Nicole was busy answering 5 questions a minute ago. How did Nicole do?
Nicole got 3.
Oh, boy. That's good. Nicole, that's good. 3 correct. Trying to win not only the Jen and Tim Show mug, but also a $50 Apex Skin gift card. And then you would be qualified for the grand prize, Apex Skin prize pack worth $250.
Ready, Tim?
I hope so.
Are you nervous?
I'm always nervous. Yeah.
I'll start easy for you. Question number one. Peacock's Love Island USA had a huge showing with the debut of season 8. The streamer says the first 3 days of the new season have drawn over 800 million viewing minutes, which is a record for any Peacock original series. Tim, are you watching Love Island? Yes or no?
I'm not, but I want to. Like, I feel like I'm really, really missing out because I'm not watching the season of Love Island. So if you ask me next week, that might be a yes.
I'm watching it.
And, like, typical, is it better than previous season? You like it?
I've never watched previous season.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, I thought you
did. But I've watched about every other reality show, thought it was time.
Yeah.
This one's so popular, I thought it was time to try it out. And I'm in.
You are in. Okay. Yeah, see, that's even, you know what? We started, and I went out, but my wife is so in on the show, it's not even funny. Off campus.
I'm starting that too. It's my
8 episodes.
Show.
We're on episode
Everybody
4.
Everybody loves it. Doesn't seem like your vibe though.
It is not. She is so into the show that it's like, I can't.
I think she would love EXO Kitty then.
She probably, like all those. She would love Love Island, like all of us.
We'll watch it so we can talk.
Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Question two. Simone Biles is revealing that she had a serious medical emergency last week. The Olympic gold medalist did not share what the situation was, but admitted it was serious and she could have died, and she'll share event details later. Now, Simone Biles has 11 Olympic medals in which sport slash event?
Gymnastics.
Yes.
Yeah, what was that? Almost died.
I know.
Like, just throwing that in there.
Like,
glad she's okay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Question number three. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are reportedly planning to hold their wedding at Madison Square Garden during the July 3rd holiday weekend. They're saying the venue will transform into a wedding space. Now, numerous celebrity friends are reportedly invited, including her longtime pop star friend who recently married Benny Blanco. Who is she?
It's Selena Gomez.
It is Selena Gomez.
I still don't understand that.
Same.
By the way, how much is it to rent out Madison Square Garden?
It's pretty expensive, I bet.
Imagine making off that phone call to Rocket Arena. Hey, looking for an event.
Not that, just to transform it into a wedding space.
Yep.
That has to be expensive because it does not look like one.
No, I can't even imagine.
Question number four. Lorde returned to New York City on Friday to headline the Governor's Ball opening night with a refreshed set. She kicked off the performance with what appeared to be a snippet of an unreleased track. Tim, how old is Lorde? He must be within 2 years of her age.
Oh. I'm going to guess 30. I don't think that Lorde's 30, but I would imagine that Lorde has been around for a while. I'm going to guess 30, but I don't remember a 30th birthday, so that's probably wrong.
That would be correct, but she's 29. So you're within
29? Okay. All right. How old is Lorde?
30 is coming up.
Sounds like a familiar situation.
Yeah, sure does. We're going to ignore that, though. Question number five. Dua Lipa and Callum Turner celebrated their marriage for a second time with a lavish wedding weekend in Sicily following their smaller London ceremony last month. The outdoor ceremony even featured a performance of Your Song by Elton John. What is the name of Elton John and Dua Lipa's 2021 dance track?
Ooh, that's right. We played it 8 million times. Cold Heart. Was it Cold Heart? Cold Heart.
Yes, Cold Heart. Oh. I didn't think you were going to get that one,
well,
Tim.
We played it forever, but it's been a long time.
Remembering the name, I don't know if I could have.
Final totals.
Nicole, 3. Tim, 5.
I just said it the other day. I think I've never, ever gotten 5. That was a good round for me. I got lucky.
In a good way.
Lucky, Nicole. That's it.
Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for playing the game. We appreciate that, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Nicole from Northfield Center, and I did not trump Timmy.
Brandy is in Olmsted Township. Going to play this round. Well, we're going to play Trump Timmy one more time. Jen's back tomorrow. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Brandy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Producer Stevie getting ready to take over the studio here in a minute. Just ask me to leave the room, and that's what starts the game.
Tim, will you please leave the room?
Absolutely.
All right, Tim is in the hallway. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right, we'll give it a shot here with question number one. The horror franchise Saw is getting a new multiplayer video game with Saw Genesis. The game features four players with one player taking on the role of the judge. My question to you is simple. What is your all-time favorite video game?
Mario.
Go Mario.
Mario Brothers.
Question number two. Hulu has ordered a comedy pilot inspired by the 1996 film The Cable Guy with New Girl stars Jake Johnson and Damon Wayans Jr. set to star and executive produce the show. Now, the series will honor the cult classic film but will be refreshed with a modern take. Did Jake Johnson play the role of Nick or Winston on the show New Girl?
Nick.
All right, question number three. As we near the close of the first half of 2026, Hollywood has its first billion-dollar movie, the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which was released on April 1st, crossed the threshold over the weekend. It rules the global 2026 box office, and it's followed by this biopic about the King of Pop that also released in April. What's the name of that film?
Michael Jackson.
All right, question number four. Olivia Rodrigo unveiled her first ever duet, What's Wrong With Me, during a surprise set in Barcelona on Saturday, revealing the song features The Cure's Robert Smith. What is the title of The Cure's hit song that begins with Show Me, Show Me, Show Me How You Do That Trick?
Michael
Just Like Heaven.
All right, question number five. Peacock's Love Island USA had a huge showing with the debut of season 8. The reality dating show set a record for any Peacock original series. Now, on the show Love Island, what do they call a new contestant who enters the villa after the original cast has already started forming couples?
Gosh, I have no idea. Let me take a guess. Second chancer? I don't know.
We'll go with second chancer. You got something, and that's all that matters there. Perfect. All right, Brandy, you did good. I'm going to add up your totals here. We're going to bring Tim back in the room, ask him these same five questions. That's all coming up next.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
All right, let's continue around to Trump, Tim, and Jen's back tomorrow. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. Brandy is in Olmsted Township answering five questions a minute ago. When I was out in the hallway, I have no idea how she did. How did she do?
Brandy got four.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I mean, congratulations. But oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Four. Just a reminder, up for grabs, that mug, the Jen and Tim Show mug. So that's nice. But also $50 Apex Skin gift card. And also qualifying you for the June grand prize and Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. So all that's on the line. We're basically all month long, so we're excited about that. Great job, Brandy. I mean, you can't do much better than that. That was really, really well done.
You ready, Tim?
To lose?
Yep.
Pretty much.
All right.
I mean, I'll do my best, but Brandy kind of just dropped the hammer.
Question number one. The horror franchise Saw is getting a new multiplayer video game with Saw Genesis. The game features four players with one player taking on the role of the judge. Tim, what is your all-time favorite video game?
I could say Mario. I'm going to say Zelda.
We'll go Zelda.
Any of the Zeldas.
He's starting off easy.
Do you ever play video games?
Not all.
I never hear
video
you talk
games.
About it. Yeah, yeah.
My sister loves Zelda, though.
Zelda's
she had the Ocarina, you know, the little...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had one.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yep.
I'm bringing it in for you sometime.
That'd be great.
Question number two. Hulu has ordered a comedy pilot inspired by the 1996 film The Cable Guy with New Girl stars Jake Johnson and Damon Wayans Jr. set to star and executive produce in the series. Now, it's going to honor the cult classic film, but with a refreshed modern take. Did Jake Johnson play the role of Nick or Winston on the show New Girl?
Nick.
It was Nick.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Brandy. It was a 50-50 chance. You can tell I had no clue.
I'm like, say Winston, say
yeah,
Winston.
Yeah, exactly.
Question
yeah, it was
three.
Nick, sure. I feel like Jen with the Hannah Montana question.
Yeah, you loosely got that one.
Sure, yeah. If you wouldn't give options, there's no chance.
Yeah.
All right.
Question three, as we near the close of the first half of 2026, Hollywood has its first billion-dollar movie, the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which was released on April 1st, crossed the threshold over the weekend. It rules the global 2026 box office, but it's followed by this biopic about the King of Pop that also released in April.
Oh, Michael.
Yes.
Ooh.
Question number four.
Oh, here we go.
Olivia Rodrigo unveiled her first ever duet, What's Wrong With Me, during a surprise set in Barcelona on Saturday, revealing that the song features The Cure's Robert Smith. What is the title of The Cure's hit song that begins with the lyrics, show me, show me, show me how
oh,
you do
no.
that trick?
Oh, no. I know all the lyrics.
Yeah, I had to sing it in my head.
Something in it? I totally do not remember.
Just Like Heaven.
Just Like Heaven. Oh. Boy, Jen's listening. She's going to roast me on that one. Just like, at least that's not even, I don't know why that's not even in the memory banks. I don't know. I mean, clearly we all know the song, or most of us know the song, but that was not there. You got that one, Brandy?
Yeah, I'm an 80s child.
Yeah.
It was
and my brother loves
it. Going in my head,
yeah.
I quick.
Yeah, that was not great.
That means you got to get this one, Tim, to tie it up.
Here we go.
Question five. Peacock's Love Island USA had a huge showing with the debut of season 8. The reality dating show set a record for any Peacock original series. Now, on the show Love Island, what do they call a new contestant who enters the villa after the original cast has already started forming couples?
Trouble.
They should call it trouble.
I don't know.
A bombshell.
Is it called a bombshell? See, yeah. I need to get on this show, man. Final totals. Well done.
Brandy 4, Tim 3.
Oh, nice job, Brandy.
Yay.
That was so good. 4 of 5. Great questions, and good for you. I mean, I am happy for you. So the Jen and Tim Show coffee mug, that is great. That is yours. $50 Apex Skin gift card. You get that as well. And also qualify for the grand prize, an Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. By the way, since the beginning of this month, the contestants always bring it. Like, with Apex being involved, uh-huh. I think Jen and I have lost once each single.
I feel like it's like, you hear the prize, you're like, oh, here you guys go.
Oh, man. Very, very well done. That was awesome. Tell everybody who you are.
Thank you.
Tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Brandy from Olmsted Township, and I just trumped Timmy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.